welcome to episode 2 of Trevin's Prehistoric Podcast. As you know already, I am Trevin, the host.
Yes, you are.
And sitting right next to me right now in this very bright studio. Wow. Did you do this all yourself, Mom?
I did. I put in new lights today. Woo woo.
Yeah. Speaking of which, she's the co-host.
Hi. How's it going, Trevin?
It's going good.
I can't believe we're doing episode 2 already. This is awesome.
Yeah, though it took quite a while.
I know. We've had a little bit of life happening, and, you know, we just have to stop the world and record a show. So I'm glad we're back in the studio together.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me. High five.
Anyway, welcome to
episode. I love it.
You should go check out episode 1.
What did you talk about in episode 1?
We talked about the Dilophosaurus.
That's right. And what are we in store for today?
Well, let's let the old book decide. Flip to a random page and... Velociraptor.
Velociraptor! Are we sure it's random?
Yeah.
And what book is this that we are reading from today?
The Illustrated Encyclopedia of Dinosaurs and Prehistoric Creatures, a visual who's who of prehistoric life.
Nice. And who are the authors? Looks like there's a few.
Barry Cox, R.J.G. Savage, Brian Gardiner, and Colin Harrison.
Very cool. Well, what kind of facts are we into for today, Trevin?
Well, we're in for the minor facts, the major facts, and the busting myths.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll do a joke at the end, probably.
All right.
I had a New Yorker accent.
Even though you've never been there.
No, but you have.
Yep.
Not fair.
Oh, well. You're still young. Got a whole life ahead of you.
All right, so the Velociraptor was dated back to the late Cretaceous. Locality is in Asia. The countries are Mongolia and China. The size was only 6 feet / 1.8 meters long.
Okay.
In real life, it was just the size of a turkey. Don't let the movies fool you.
Really?
Yeah.
But it says it was 6 feet.
6 feet long.
Oh, 6 feet long. So really, it's just, so we have turkeys come around in our backyard sometimes.
Yeah, I saw an entire, like, flock of them the other day.
And so they're the same size as, a velociraptor is the same size as a turkey?
Yeah, and its prey, called Protoceratops, is about the size of a pig.
Wow.
Imagine seeing that, a turkey versus a pig.
That would be crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know who would win.
Yeah, it would just be a feast for meat lovers.
You're hilarious.
Yeah.
So, tell us about the Velociraptor. What kind of major fact do we have?
The minor fact, we already stated that.
Oh, okay.
The major facts are that actually a fossil was found of one of these guys. I have a little model Velociraptor in here.
Yes, you do. What is this Velociraptor model's name?
Echo.
And where did it come from?
Target. It's true.
Yes, it is. And you paid for it with some money that you got from what?
Christmas. That's right. Christmas money. That it earned.
Yes. And so tell us about this. What color is it?
It's not completely accurate, but they tried their best. It's mainly elements of black, a little bit darkish, lightish brown, and some little tan or very light green underneath.
And it's got some sort of headgear on.
Yeah, they actually stated that in the Jurassic World movie. Shout out to Universal.
Mm-hmm.
And Jurassic World.
Mm-hmm.
And that they have, like, cameras right here that was supposed to be during the Indominus chase scene.
Where?
Right on, whenever you're staring
on each side of the...
Whenever you're staring it in the face,
mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be on your left side.
Okay.
But to the Velociraptor, it's its right side.
Okay.
And that's where it films where it is and what it's doing.
Okay. And this is from what collection, this Echo?
The Jurassic World Amber Collection.
Oh, yeah.
All right. The major fact was that a fossil of a velociraptor and a protoceratops was found, but they were locked in combat.
Whoa.
They were buried alive and died there.
And where was this?
It was found in Mongolia.
And that's a pretty cold climate. So maybe they got frozen?
No, they didn't. It was different back then. There was like sand, like a desert sort of.
Hmm.
And scientists either suspected that they were buried by a sandstorm or like devoured in like a mudslide.
Where does that fossil live right now? Is it in a museum somewhere?
It's probably in either, I don't know, a museum. It never said it in a documentary.
What documentary were you watching?
It was one about where they uncovered mysteries about killer dinosaurs, like, was Ankylosaurus impenetrable? Did T-Rex actually kill creatures and eat them?
Oh, wow. That sounds like a very interesting documentary. And where did you get that?
I got it at the Williamson County Library.
All right, at the library. Nice. Okay, so what else do we have?
It's time for the busting myths. In the movie Jurassic Park, all the way to Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, they're like 6 feet tall.
Okay. So,
like 6 feet 11.
Oh, wow. That's almost 7 feet tall.
Yeah, but they mistook it for a Deinonychus. It's part of the raptor family. They also depicted it as having scales. Some did have scales, but others didn't. Like, they didn't even have scales at all. Like, some of the raptors, actually all of them.
But specifically the Velociraptor, what kind of skin did it have?
It had, believe it or not, wait, drumroll please. Feathers.
What?
Yes. Scientists actually found that they're more related to birds than they are reptiles.
Hmm. So that's why they would be the same size as a turkey.
Yeah.
Maybe.
They had hollow bones, and they even had a wishbone.
Well, I don't think I would like to eat a Velociraptor.
You technically can for Thanksgiving.
That's technically a turkey.
I know. Velociraptor, which means speedy thief, had a sharp, deadly sickle-shaped, retractable 3.5-inch, 9 centimeters, claw on each foot, located on the second toe. The Velociraptor may have been able to run up to roughly 40 miles per hour. For short bursts, this predator may have hunted in packs.
In packs?
Yeah.
Trevin, I think it would be a good idea to share with our listener exactly what the Velociraptor ate.
Oh, yeah.
And also, can you explain what era it's from? Because you said it's from the what?
Cretaceous period.
Okay, I almost said crustacean. That's crabs and lobsters, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Not crustacean, but Cretaceous.
Sometimes, but back then in the pre-main period, in like the Camphoribus, well, that's what I think it's called,
mm-hmm.
There were sea scorpions.
Crazy.
The size of crocodiles.
Wow. So the Cretaceous period, which is when? Before Jurassic era or?
It was after the Jurassic era in the final period of where the dinosaurs reigned.
Okay. And what did the Velociraptor eat? Was it an herbivore or a carnivore?
Carnivore. And, well,
I figured it was.
They ate protoceratops, sometimes even smaller members of their species if they had to.
Mm.
And also baby Ankylosaurus and baby Tarbosaurus.
Okay, well, those were really cool facts.
All right, Mom.
What?
You ready for it?
Yes. What am I ready for?
The joke.
Oh, the joke. This is my favorite part.
What did the Velociraptor say after its workout?
I don't know. It's probably hungry? I'm hungry?
No. I'm a little dinosaur.
I'm a little dinosaur. Get it? I get it. Because he's little. He's a lot littler than people.
Yeah, I bet his favorite thing to use in the gym is the treadmill.
So he can run, 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 since he's the, what do they call it, the speedy thief?
Yeah, the speedy thief.
Yeah. Well, this was fun. Trevin, thank you for having me back.
You're welcome.
And folks, if you have enjoyed this, kids, ask your grown-up to subscribe, rate, and review the show if you like it, and please share with your friends. And if you would like to hear something specific about a specific dinosaur, be sure to find me on Twitter at IAMZAPGIRL and send me a message and we'll try to feature your dinosaur. And we do have a shout out. We have friends that live in Colorado.
Yeah.
And a friend, Olivia. We're giving a shout out to Olivia today. Turns out her favorite dinosaur is a velociraptor. So we just want to give her a shout out. Hi, Olivia.
Hi.
So again, listener, thank you for tuning in. And we will see you next time.
Peace out, friends.
We'll give you a high five.
Bye.
Bye.